Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Patty? I know this is all about love, Patty. Okay, I'm not open and resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance, I'm seeing new beginning, and I'm seeing the job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not. It's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question to follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No get- way!
I did!
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Online Rager Vibration Weekly Broadcast and Free Psychic Readings. I'm your host, Adam from Adam. Thank you all for joining us and sharing your Friday night with us. I'm happy to be back on the air with on another amazing Friday night. It is now November. It is fall time, and the weather is still lovely here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I hope that your weather is lovely wherever you are at tonight and enjoying this radio show. I'm happy, as always, to be joined on the airwaves with the one and only, my lovely co-host and sweetest personality that I know here in North America or on the planet Earth, the one and only Patsy Aguero. Good evening, Patsy. How are you feeling tonight?
Oh, my God. I'm so high. I can hardly hold myself down. Thank you. How are you?
Woohoo! Woohoo! Well, Patsy, last week we had to cancel the show because I was battling some sinus allergies, as you can probably hear, ladies and gentlemen, and please excuse my voice tonight. I am still just getting over the sinus issue, which I've never had a problem with sinuses, but the weather changed last week, and these cool nights and warm days have kind of caused some problems to my sinus system. So I'm learning how to deal with sinuses and trying to find the right home remedy and the balance with over-the-counter medications and drugs and stuff like that. But I'm actually feeling much better than I felt last Friday. Last Friday, Patsy, I was out. I could not get out of the bed. My whole body just felt extremely stuffy, clogged, and I needed a lot of rest. I've been overworking. We had talked about self-care in the previous weeks, and I kind of got caught up in activity. I did some traveling out of town, kind of exhausted myself. And as soon as I got back in town, my body just began to open up and be susceptible to some allergies that I'm still struggling with. But I'm in a great space emotionally, spiritually. I feel great just dealing with this sinus pressure that I'm hoping I can clear up soon and find the metaphysical reason for it and get myself back into a state where I'm 100% ready to go. But I can feed off of your enthusiasm tonight. So I'm excited. This is the benefit of having a partner in all you do, because when you're not at your best, your partner can be fired up and you can feed right off of their fire. So how was your week, my lady?
Well, my week was really, really good. I have to tell all of you that I think it's real important, and I haven't done it yet, but I think I need to make a mission statement for my life. I think that businesses have those kind of things, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, I've never done that. I just fly by the seat of my pants, you know. I'm like a child every day. It's a new day, and I'm grabbing and not thinking about it. And sometimes I have good results, and sometimes not so good results. But, I say life is to be gulped, not sipped. And boy, do I gulp it all, you know. So sometimes it gets me in trouble. So I have decided to perhaps start another group like we started in Atlanta here at my house and do some a spiritual group. And in Atlanta, we started with four or five people. It's ended up being hundreds of people that you're now servicing in Atlanta. So it's pretty awesome how one person sharing with another person can create such incredible
Absolutely.
Bonds with each other. Oh,
totally
so
beautiful.
Beautiful
and amazing.
Every time I go to Atlanta, I'm just so overwhelmed at what you're doing up there. And so having said that, you know, I talked to somebody, I'm making my business plan, I'm doing everything I need to do business-wise, and I don't know what happened. I just woke up this morning, and they have a saying in an anonymous program that I know about, and it's the saying is, I felt restless, irritable, and discontent. And I was like, oh, my God, what's that about? And I didn't have any obvious reason, you know, and I feel like I'm in really good health this year. I've done every kind of health test there is, and I'm fine. My family's fine. My dogs are great. I have a roof over my head. I have food in my belly. Everything is good, but I just couldn't shake it. And so then I got my coffee, and I went outside, and I did my meditation. But my meditation this morning was mainly just breathing. And normally I seek through prayer and meditation is another saying, prayer and meditation. And I talked to God, and I want God to talk to me and that kind of stuff. But I didn't do that this morning. I just did just the breathing. And I just kept feeling lost. I just came back inside, and I was off kilter. And I didn't feel grounded at all. I just felt just floating out there. And there was a story I heard years ago, and I don't know who it was. It was about a man and woman. They were going to some event or something, and it was way out in the woods, and they went down this road, and they hit a dead end, and they backed up and went down another road, and they kept turning, getting deeper and deeper, till they were totally, totally lost in the woods. And what they finally did at the end of that was they just stopped, and instead of kept going deeper and deeper and deeper, they decided to backtrack and start from the beginning, go back to their source. And that's how they got out. They went back to their source and they regrouped. And
wow.
That's when I realized that I had not gone to my source, which is I call God. And I just went to breathing, and I did feel connected because I was outside and everything, but I just didn't really do my formal thing of talking to God. And everybody has different ways that they get connected, but I knew I needed to be grounded. And that always grounds me. And as an intuitive and a reader, how can I even dream of helping anybody else if I'm not grounded, you know? So it was really important for me to get back to source. And when I go back to source, I always ask two questions, and I share this with people all the time. I ask God, what do you want me to see? And the second question is, how can I be a maximum service to you? And the part of what am I supposed to see, I just keep my eyes open. You know, I look at things around me. I listen to what people are saying. Just try to keep my eyes open and my mouth shut and keep watching. That's number one. And then number two, how can I be a maximum service to God? Well, I didn't go out today, so there wasn't anybody that I could have physically talked to, but I shared some really nice things and tried to help somebody on the phone that wasn't feeling well, and I did that kind of thing. And then I thought, you know what? I think I can be a maximum service to myself. And that's how I can be a maximum service to God, if I'm taking care of myself. And so there was a lot of stuff that I've been procrastinating about. Paperwork and things like that are just clogging me up. And I said, you know what? I'm locking the door, and that's what I'm going to do today. And I got through it. It was pretty amazing. Now I'm feeling like a million
dollars. Awesome.
Yeah. I just faced that fear, I got grounded, and I walked through it. So, I mean, do you ever feel like that and you feel like you're not grounded?
Oh, my gosh, Patrick. For me, that word grounding is so important because what it illustrates for me is that I get caught up in my thoughts. And, man, Patrick, those thoughts will take me places. And it's like an air balloon. like it get I get if you can imagine the illustration of a hot air balloon, and
right.
you just get caught up, and the more my mind starts going, it's like air. I start floating over here, start floating over here, and that's, you know, I'm so far away from my source, from my anchor. I'm so far forward, so far away from the ground, and now I'm just lost up in the clouds, and now I'm just prone to be blown whatever. And that's how my head and my thoughts are. And then I feel so discombobulated, and I'll start, for me, is when anxiety kicks in. When that anxiety, because my thoughts get me so far from my body and so out of touch, I start panicking about stuff that I can't control, the future, things in the past. In my mind, I go back and forth. I'm thinking about a year from now, 6 months from now. I'm thinking about things I didn't do in my past or things I've done in my past that I wish I wouldn't have done or said. And I get so caught up, and then I realize, thank God for his grace that lets me know something says, hey, you need to come back into your body. You need to come down from that mind, get back into this body, and find your source that's back in your heart. And passionately, when I do it, it's as if the amount of anxiety has been building up, and I can feel it on my shoulders. As soon as I ground myself, and for me, I like to breathe, inhale, exhale, and I like to do the Lord's Prayer. And then I like to just feel, step out of myself, and just hear those thoughts and observe them and become the ultimate observer and watcher of those thoughts and emotions. And then I just start laughing because I can feel that anxiety begin to lift, and I can begin to see how I'm trying to take on control of my life. And I'm getting lost in the narrative and the story of what is or what was. And I've been making a practice now to make myself go into grounding and this clearing 3 times a day, whether I feel like it or not, whether I feel like I need to be in that space or not, because I want to grow and evolve out of waiting until I'm getting too caught up to realize, uh-oh, I'm in a hot air balloon. Where am I? I don't want to wait till then to realize I get grounded, but I want to be able to kind of pace myself throughout the day to stay in that space. Because, Patsy, my thoughts, I can't speak for the rest of y'all. I don't know if it's because of my zodiac that I was born under, Gemini, but when my thoughts and my mind and my imagination starts going off and taking me places, it can generate quite the narrative. And that narrative is usually always something frightening in the future, always something regretful about the past. So for me, I love the idea of grounding. And what that means for me, Pastor, is just getting back into the body and getting back and taking control of those thoughts and taking control of those emotions. And for me, to take control of those thoughts and emotions is just simply become aware of them and realize, wait a second. Well, you're not going to control me emotions. I'm going to watch you. And not that I can control them, but I can become aware of how they're being triggered by the thoughts and just start sitting back and being in connection and getting more grounded in my body. And then after that, I'm not so easily moved. And that's the reason why we use the word grounded, Pastor, because when you become grounded or individuals become grounded, it's not that you're stopping your thoughts. It's not that you're stopping those unwanted emotions. But you're able to watch them and not be so moved by them.
Mm-hmm.
When you're grounded, you're not moved by those emotions and thoughts. It's like a hot air balloon that's being grounded to the earth. You can push the smoke or the fire and the gas all you want to in that balloon, but you're not going to be taken off. But when you're not grounded, that fight or flight, any type of emotion, any type of anxiety, it just triggers, takes you, next thing you know, you're all over the place and don't know how you got there. So I really like to focus on my breathing, and then I like to go into a version of the Lord's Prayer that I personally wrote for myself. And that really helps me get grounded. But as soon as that anxiety comes, and when I realize I am really consumed and worried about my future, that's when I know I'm not grounded. I'm not right here in this moment. That's my trigger and my giveaway when I get anxious about that future and thinking about or regretting about the past. And I go straight into let me breathe, center myself, inhale, exhale, and I go into that, my version of the Lord's Prayer. So, but Patsy, I can totally relate. Absolutely.
Well,
that's a good story.
You know, Adam, none of us are an island, as we know, and it's real difficult to not have a lot of anxiety right now, because every time you turn on the TV, you turn on the radio, this political stuff has turned us all into fearful. You know, what's going to happen to our future? What's going to happen next week? Is the world going to change? Everybody's afraid. And and we either live in love or we live in fear. Two choices. And it's really hard to, like you say, stay grounded and just watch what's going on. And I think at this point, I'm going to throw in a commercial that I'm begging everybody out there to please vote, no matter what. Please vote, because we're going to be voting on our Congress and stuff, so that's real important. So no matter what, please register and please vote, because we are all going to be watching amazing history. By the time we talk next Friday night, we will have seen the most amazing history any of us have lived through so far. So I think this is a really good topic of how we stay grounded. And what could our question be tonight, Adam?
Well, Patsy, I think the question is becoming aware of when you are not grounded, because we all know how to ground ourselves with prayers, and our audience is a very evolved audience, so we know how to do it. Most of us know how to do this, and you can find so many. Right now, we live in the age of technology information, where you can Google and YouTube and read about how techniques to ground and center yourself. The problem is being aware when you need it, not waiting 4 days later or not waiting till the end of the night before you realize, I let myself take off. So my question I would like to get everybody involved in this conversation is, when are those moments, or what have you recognized are the moments when you know? For me, it's when I'm starting regretting the past or become overly anxious about the future, and I start trying to change something I'm doing now. I may be in the midst of reading something past. I may be in the midst of enjoying a good conversation, and that's when I know a thought will come. Where are you going to relocate to after your lease is up? Oh, man, find a place to stay. Wait, what do I want to do? Wait, I should be able to buy a house. I need to look for a house, but I don't have a job. I should be looking for this job. I need a salary. Wait, I need to improve my income. And that's, you know, I'm taking off, and the anxiety just builds for one small thought, you know. And that's, you know, I got to tell her, hey, we got to end this conversation, because I got to go and work on some stuff. I need to go home and find my old, I need to go find some bank records. And just stuff that just gets you so far and so caught up in anxiety. So for me, when I'm thinking about trying to start doing stuff to control my future, like in that moment, or when I'm really in regret of, I start thinking about, man, I should not have said that to that individual. I shouldn't have sent that text. I shouldn't have conversed that way. I wonder how they took it. I wonder what they think of me right now. What are they thinking now? Oh, man, they're probably thinking this. Oh, I shouldn't have said this. Oh, this may have. And then that, for me, so it's that regret of the past, or that overly anxious about the future, and that's always, for me, an indication you're not being grounded right here in this moment.
Exactly.
And not, so I think a good conversation or a good question to ask our audience, are you able to quickly recognize when you're not being grounded? What is it that triggers, takes you out of the – what is it? What's your first sign of symptom? Or what's your first symptom that you know, hey, I'm not grounded? And then we can offer, I would love to offer some insider reading about whatever situation our caller would like some wisdom on as we connect. So, Pastor, you ready to jump to the line?
Heck yeah.
All right. Well, our first caller, Pastor, your last four digits are 6824. Caller with the last four digits, 6824. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Shanika, Georgia.
Hi, Shanika. How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
Good. Are you in Atlanta?
Norcross, Georgia.
Oh, how far is that from Atlanta?
I'm not so sure. I moved here maybe about 7 or 8 months.
Wow.
I don't think it's
too
far.
It's a beautiful state to be in. I just moved away from there, and I keep going back because it is a great place. So have you been listening to our conversation, Shanika?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you the question. Now, what are some of the signs that you think that you know that you're getting off kilter, that you're not grounded? Are you aware of?
when I start worrying, I guess, about like situations I can't control.
So when you start to feel a little bit powerless?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reality is that we're powerless over everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. There's nothing we can do to stop anything. Yeah. So it's real important for us to get grounded. And what do you do to get grounded?
Just usually take time for myself and just have quiet time usually.
Yeah. Do you pamper yourself? I can hear your sweet little voice. Well, do you want to hear what I'm looking at for you, or would you like to have a question?
You can tell me what you see.
Well, what I'm seeing right now, well, there's a couple of things that are going on right here. One of them is for you to be in the present moment, but what I'm seeing is some kind of relationship that you're having, and I don't know if you're having it or it's coming up, but it's real important that you, because what I'm seeing in my mind is a relationship that's not connected, okay, that the two of you are trying to, you're working on two different agendas, and you're not together, okay? So are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, then it must be either something coming up, because I see that you're in a relationship. I see you in this relationship. And instead of y'all working together for the good of the whole, I see that there's been, and I keep thinking about it in the past. Have you just broken up with somebody?
Well, the only thing I could think of is my best friend. She went back to her hometown. We was all here in Georgia, and I didn't want her to leave, but she got frustrated and went back. So I'm just here by myself, basically.
And all I need to tell you is that you're not alone, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So no matter how strong the attraction is for you to be somebody's friend or somebody's lover and stuff, it has to take on and develop its own rhythm. And obviously, she was taking on a different rhythm than you, and then it didn't work as a whole. But it doesn't mean that you can't continue the relationship, you know, and it doesn't mean that the relationship won't develop later on. But I think it's a wake-up call for you to really look at the truth of what's happening in your life, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can hang a sign on the door and say, I'm not home. Change your phone number, change your email, do everything. But you can't hide from the truth no matter what. So, and I think once you look it straight in the eye, then you're going to feel more supported than being fearful. But I think when I looked at these other three cards that I drew for you, one of them is about there's stuff that's really hidden that you got to excavate. So I think it's excavating time for you, digging deep, seeing what's really going on with you. And I think once you start doing that, you're just going to put some light on it. Once you can get it in the light, because you buried the thing that you do the best, your talents, your creativity. And I'm looking at these other two cards. They're all about your creativity that you're not working on. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah. What are, like, as far as talents and gifts, can you maybe give me confirmation on that? Or,
well, I don't know what it is that you're totally interested in. It seems like something in the fine arts, you know. So it seems, I don't know if it has to do with writing or drawing or something like that, but it seems like a combination of the two of them. And maybe you can combine that. It seems like you have a talent with words. And I think that you know how to connect them really good. So that's what's making me think about some kind of writing or something like that. And it could be with music. You can combine all that together. But I think it's more in the fine arts rather than in gardening or cooking or, you know, something like that. What is it that you're interested in?
So many things. Really, I think I'm just coming to the realization of, you know, learning myself. You know, I was married for so long to the point where I wasn't really focused on myself. So now that I've been single for the last 4 years, I'm now focusing on myself. So,
well, I see some, I just pulled another card and I see something that you're going to be signing some kind of contract. So I don't know if it's about work or some kind of a contract in a relationship. So I'm going to turn this over to Adam because there's some really deep stuff going on with you, girl. So, Adam, what do you see going on?
Well, Patsy, I want to say I was picking up relationship stuff as soon as you said it. I mean, like, before you said it, this is about relationship. I don't know if you're aware of it, Shanika, but I'm going to tell you what I got really quickly. I don't want to take up too much time, but I do want to share you my insight. It was coming really fast. First of all, there's two relationships that's very critical that's around you that you need to get some type of closure from and that you need to kind of have some type of self-assertion in. I don't mean that you need to address the person or address the people, but you need to come to have a peace and a sense of no regret, or there's nothing you've done, or there's some. I feel like you're binding yourself to, and you're giving your power away to two people, and these two people are like the story that you keep kind of. They're like you're using two people to kind of create or reflect back to you what's possible for you in the areas of relationships. And I don't know if this is intimate or just friendships, but there's two critical relationships that came up very distinctly, very clearly to me, that you're using to create some sense of like, well, these are the only, here's an example, like these are the only two people I know I ever got close to, and they're not even around me anymore. What does that say about me? Some type of negative self-talk that they're representing. This is all coming up to be purged and to be healed. There are tons of new people and new relationships that the Spirit is ready to bring into your world and your life that is going to help you interact with you in a way that you never imagined. Not that those two people are negative. I don't feel like they're negative. It's just something about y'all dynamics that does not help you see yourself in the most positive light. But there's three critical new relationships is coming in within the next year, but you need to make space for them. And writing was what I heard. You want to begin to write about your past experience. You really want to go back over your lifetime and start making notes. It's like a counseling session. You either could get a counselor and talk to them if you have that ability, or if that is a luxury you can have. But if you can start journaling about your childhood. Are you living in your grandma's house right now? Or were you raised by your grandma? Because your childhood experience also came up. Something dealing with the way you were raised, about your childhood, dealing with a grandmother situation came up that's really connected to your interpersonal relationships, that if you begin the process and write and connect, you're going to be able to purge a lot of different things and release a lot of things just by bringing it up to the light, and it's going to make space for new things to come in.
Okay.
Does any of that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And do you, I'm curious, because I was trying to connect, I was having a hard time connecting while I was getting feeling and energies of your childhood experience with your grandma. Are you near her in her house, or were you raised by her or something?
I lived in her house when I was like in my teens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. But not now. You're not near her or near that environment area anymore?
No. Well, I mean, she's in New York. I'm in Georgia. And I was living in Alabama when I was living at her house. So that was like during my teens. I'm 40 now. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, something about that time period when you was living with her came up very clear to me, that you may just want to go back and revisit. Were you 15 at the time? I hear the number 15, so I don't know if it was 15 years ago or when you were 15.
Around 15 years old,
Because that's the number that I heard. So I would encourage you to just begin to revisit that time period, and it's not to analyze it, it's just to write down what happened. Begin to write down and talk about some things or experiences that happened that's going to create a purge for you. And I know Patsy said that she didn't feel like gardening was something for you, but I actually did see gardening as one of the things you can begin to not maybe make a career out of or a big hobby or passion, but I did see you gardening, actually, and something about it actually also helping heal you, too. Do you have any interest in gardening outside or plants or herb plants or something?
I have. From time to time, I would think about it. I'm just not in a space right now to do that because I'm living in a hotel. So.
Okay. Well, I would definitely encourage you to begin to look into that. I think you might be able to, if it's not gardening, what I could be seeing is herbs or something. But I did see the writing, just like Pastor saw. I did see writing as a means to help bring you healing. Okay, Shanika?
Okay.
Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. I hope those readings from me and Pastor brought you some healing and insight and helpfulness for your journey ahead.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Nico, have a great night. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, Paxi, let's go to our next caller. And that number is, if we can hold on, Paxi, I'm having a little technical difficulties here. That next number is 4348. Call the last four digits, 4348. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm from New York.
Hey, Pat, are you still with us? Well, hey, Jennifer, how you doing? This is Adam. I thought Pat, she was going to greet you. Jennifer, thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. Have you been listening to our show all night?
I have been.
Awesome. Well, Jennifer, I want to ask you a question. What is it that that you have become aware of or maybe recently that helps you see or not helps you see, but when you that you can recognize you're not grounded or you need to go get grounded? Do you know what that is or what those moments are like for you?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely still a work in progress.
So we all are.
Yeah. It would probably be like, you know, anything from like a knot in the stomach to the racing thoughts to almost even just feeling like foggy.
And what do you do when you're aware that you're not being grounded? What type of techniques or what's your tools for grounding?
I try to, once I realize it, really bring my focus on my breath and do like some deep breaths. I find that to be helpful. That's probably the most beneficial for me right now.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's great. Patsy, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. When you had the technical difficulties, I was talking to you, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I think my phone was muted, but I'm here.
All right. Did you pull any information or higher wisdom for our friend Jennifer?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. Could you say that again?
I'm going to talk to you now, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I do some seeing. It's real important right now for you to start balancing your body, mind, and spirit, okay? And once when your body and mind is balanced, your capacity for spontaneity and happiness and joy and peace, all that increases. And we know that if we just nourish our body, you know, with food, we need to nourish our mind and our spirit too. So I think that your diet has to get a little bit higher on your spirituality. And I know that you said that you do that breathing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But spirit is telling me now that I'm talking to you is it has to get in deeper, okay? So set your goals to get a little bit deeper. And I think we all can use a little bit more spirituality. I don't ever think the well is completely filled. But I think in some matters that you might find yourself at a crossroad, if you're already doing it and doing it, it's going to be really easy to go to source and ask source to help you.
Mm-hmm.
I also see that it's real important that you start examining your old values and, you know, like, where have you been, the concepts of your values before, and, you know, just question those old habits. Why are you doing this? What's been going on? Am I doing this for my highest good? And I think it's real important that, because I think, are you an intuitive person yourself? Do you do readings?
I don't do readings, no. I mean, I feel like sometimes I kind of catch, I don't know, I call them like vibes off of people, or I can kind of sense certain things from people. But I don't do readings.
Yeah, because I see that you're highly intuitive. I also see you're highly talented with a lot of things. And the reason I'm bringing all this up is you're going to start going into a real high. You're going up the roller coaster now, you know, that click going up.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is just going to be turned around for the better. So the next 90 days, you know, probably, what's today, the 5th of November? December, January, February. So by the first week of February, you're going to be in such a high state. So you're just really pay attention to all this extra stuff around you. Don't go into any kind of deep thing in the winter time and hide. This is your time to really, really shine. So start taking advantage of this period of your life.
Okay, great.
All right, sweetie. How about you, Adam? What are you seeing?
Actually, I feel like the things that you're saying can be applied to a relationship, because I'm picking up everything that you're picking up, Patsy, but I'm feeling like there's some critical relationship that you've been invited to be a part of, or that you're already in and you're trying to assess. But I'm getting a lot of information about you needing to be open or consider being open, and releasing your, letting your guard down, but opening yourself, allowing your heart to open up to love unconditionally yourself and how you feel about another person or a person from your past, whether it's giving them forgiveness and completely radical forgiveness, or it's opening up to a person without any expectations of them not hurting you or trying to be the perfect thing for you. But this is, I can't get out of my psyche an image of you and someone that's really interested in you, and you're interested, but you're nervous, or it's something connected to nervousness about a past relationship. But this is all about an interrelationship. Are you being invited in a relationship now, or are you invited to go back to a relationship, or you just got to forgive a person? Does any of that resonate, or am I picking up something completely different for you?
No. I mean, it totally resonates. No, I'm not in a relationship right now. I hope to be invited into a good one very soon. but I was in one actually that ended a few months ago that has caused me to kind of reexamine a lot of things. And I feel like a lot of what Patsy said and a lot of what you just said too, in terms of spirituality, in terms of forgiveness, in terms of really letting the guard down and seeing what will come next, and really, you know, coming from a higher place of self-love and that kind of thing. So it totally resonates. I hope
I feel like what Patsy's picking up is coming, and that energy of something changing soon, I feel like it's in regards to an intimate relationship that someone's going to invite you to be a part of, but you're going to have to trust, and you're going to have to be completely relieved and forgiven of the past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do feel like something wonderful is coming, or invitation to be a part of something, but you want to be in a space where you can be totally able to be back vulnerable again and not have any fear of being vulnerable.
Right, right.
Okay, Jennifer?
I totally get that. Yes, thank you so much. Do you have any suggestions
on
how to kind of, you know, loosen up allowing the vulnerability and...
Yeah, I think I would encourage you to maybe check out, if you haven't read already, Brené Brown's book on vulnerability. I would encourage you to check that out.
Okay.
Or Mary Ann Williamson's book, A Return to Love.
I actually have that. I'm like halfway through it.
Oh, well, then you're right. Then everything is right on. I think that that's a good resource, and then add to it, maybe skim through it or find some passages or chapters in Brené Brown's book on vulnerability.
Okay, great. I will.
Okay, Jennifer, thank you again for sharing your Friday night with us. All the best with everything.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next caller, the last four digits are 6230. Caller, the last four digits, 6230. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Geraldine, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
How are you, Geraldine?
I'm doing very well. How are you this evening?
I love it. I can feel that energy just shooting right to these phone lines.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I said, unlike, I'm dealing with the same sinus issues that Adam's dealing with, so bear with me if my tone starts to waver, because I'm trying to keep it together at this time.
Geraldine, I keep running into a lot of people that over the past 2 weeks, man, something we just got hit with this weather change.
yeah, it's been pretty nasty, and I felt like I was getting better, but then yesterday it seemed like it cycled itself back around again. So I don't know. Okay.
Well, Geraldine,
what is
the best way that you find, you know, that some kind of signs that you're not grounded?
Well, I usually start having a lot of weird dreams and a lot of synchronicity when when I'm not grounded, it becomes like way extreme for me. And so I would say usually what I do to ground myself typically is yoga. So when I'm like really thirsty to be on that mat is when I know I need to like get myself back in order, because everything just kind of starts going haywire for me. But it's been interesting for me because I'm actually in the process of becoming certified to teach yoga. So with all of that, I know. So with all of that being said, I've been doing a lot more work off the mat to get a better understanding of moving into that realm of teaching this practice and whatnot. So it's actually opened up a lot of newness within me. And I would say so much so that last Wednesday I had to meet with somebody to actually get put back in my body. I'd gone that far.
Wow.
I know, right? But
wow.
But it was
amazing.
I'm sorry?
That's amazing.
You know, I'm still trying to embrace the gravity of the situation, because it was I never thought that I'd be in that place to say, okay, I really don't know what's going on, and someone say, you need to go see this person, and this person at least put me in a place where I can receive all that's happening. So what's been happening now is I've been like encountered or approached by a lot more people who are, I guess, now seeing this other thing in me that I'm just now walking into. And so I won't say I'm being caught off guard. I won't use the word frightening, but it's a really, really unique newness that I've been brought into the fold of something. And I'm still sitting here to really wrap my mind around. I don't know what people are seeing in me, but people are now coming to me like as if I'm supposed to be prophesizing with or to them, but they are definitely picking up on the new energy.
Well, I tell you what, Geraldine, everything I'm seeing here in the cards, they're saying everything that I could have been telling you. Exactly. That what's coming to you now, and do not be swayed by the compliments and stuff like that. What I want you to do is really get clear and believe these things about yourself deep in your heart, that you truly have a gift, that don't tell your story like and make up stories of your unworthiness or why is this happening to me or whatever. I say, why not? You know, if you're on a spiritual path and you're being honest about it, okay, the only pain you're going to feel is when you compromise yourself, all right?
Okay.
So
okay.
As long as you're following your truth, I think, and I think these whisperings of intuition and stuff are going to start coming to you more and more and more. I see in the three cards that I pulled for you, I see it's time that you put your talent to use, okay, and you've already worked hard, and you really need to connect your physical and your mental abilities, and that's going to throw you really deep into that, into a spiritual plane. So you're really sharpening that by the yoga, and I see that a lot of stuff in your life is just going to fall apart completely to open up for the rebirth of something new for you. And I think the yoga and teaching it is going to lead you on a spiritual path like you've never been on before. And those two cards verify this. And the last card is that turning this idea and taking an action, that this is a really, really good opportunity for you to do that. Okay, so take a real critical look at it, what it means for you, and if this is part of your intentions for your spiritual well-being, and I say step into it 100%. It sounds fabulous.
Okay.
What about you, Adam?
You know, I'm picking up such powerful energy from you, Geraldine. Is it Geraldine or Geraldine?
It's Geraldine.
Geraldine.
Yeah.
But quickly, I don't want to hold up too much time. I'm seeing you work with a lot of kids. I'm seeing you, not kids, but youth, teenagers, adolescents. Have they started coming to your yoga program, or are you thinking about doing a yoga program for young adolescents, or is that something that you have not entered into your site?
So that is so funny that you brought that up, because I was actually looking at for outreach to work more with, I would say, teens that are identifying as gay, lesbian, transgender, or gender neutral. I don't know why I've been brought to, like, this fold, but I feel like if I'm going to do outreach, it needs to be to this group of people.
Yeah, it came up very, 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 very heavy while you were talking. I was seeing it, like, and I was hearing the word, working with it and teaching and guiding. You're also able to speak into these young people's lives. You're going to be able to be more confident because you have an ability to kind of channel. So maybe not like an unconscious channeler, but you're just going to start looking at people and just start having messages for them right into their life, especially for the youth. It's going to be very powerful. This foe that you mentioned, I don't know if it's an organized organization or institution, but I am seeing you part of a leadership of a church, some type of new age spiritual community. I'm seeing like your picture on the board.
Why did you just say that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And, you know, this is the first time I've ever listened to you, and you are like, you just said something that I've only told like two people, that I've always known I was supposed to be a preacher, but not
Woo-hoo.
A secular church, you know, not, you know, the Baptist faith. I never thought it would be something like that. It is so crazy that you just said that.
Yeah, Geraldine, I would encourage you to maybe seek out the Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta, the Unity Church, or the Unitarian Universalist Church, and those congregations. Mm-hmm. But I had a very clear image of your name on the board as one in the church leadership. That I want to encourage you to do that. You have a lot of abilities to speak very powerfully and speak into people's lives, and you're a teacher, so you're able to communicate simple principles really well, like the laws of nature, the universal laws, spiritual laws, moral and principles. You're really able to communicate them and help people apply them in their day-to-day life, especially the youth, but especially all ages. But there's something special about your life experiences that really help you connect with the youth, the teenager, adolescent. So I really want to encourage you in those things. That's what I saw as we were picking up, and I was just following up on what Patsy was saying with you. But I would encourage you to do definitely in those areas. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. Geraldine, thank you so much for sharing your Friday night with us. And if you're in the Atlanta area, come out and visit us on Wednesday night. This Wednesday, I'll actually be facilitating a little 5 points at our weekly meeting. I would love to meet you in person and see you. So if you're available, join that at our weekly meeting and conversation, a little 5 points.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. Okay. Fantastic.
Okay.
Easy enough.
All right, Geraldine. Have a great night. Thank you so much for sharing your Friday night
you
with us.
Same.
All the best with
Thank
everything.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Our last call for tonight, Patsy, the last four digits are 2436. Caller with the last four digits, 2436. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller with the last four digits, 2436. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Bella. I didn't even press in your queue. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Nice talking with both of you to hear your voices.
Oh,
I didn't
good.
Even press to be in queue, so I don't even know how I got in the queue. So you must have some type of message for me.
Well,
we
I'm
must
gonna
do.
Brief,
we must do.
Yeah, because I'm going to be brief so Adam can get in on this one too, because this is a really, really good thing. This is mainly about earthly possessions and about money and about jobs. And I think it's real important right now that you get yourself in position to receive really good money for what you do. You've already put the work in, but I'm feeling that you're going to find some really good contentment in the job that you have. All right. A real good security that you're in the right place at the wrong, at the right place at the right time, and that you're going to feel real well grounded in this position. Now, I don't know if it's a job, I say the job you're in now, I'm saying the job mm-hmm. that you really want. And I think it's here or it's coming, but it's really, really close. You're stepping into it. Okay. I don't know if you're going deeper in the job you're in now or you're getting another job that you really love, but I think it's about your workplace. Are you changing jobs now?
I just got offered the job that I've been wanting for the last 5 years. I got offered it 2 weeks ago, and they start on January 16th.
Awesome. Congratulations. That's
it.
Perfect. Right on the mark, Patsy.
Exactly.
Right on the beam, because this is exactly what this whole reading's about. And the other card is even higher on that scale, and it's the ace of the coins, which is real, real, real positive. It's like the hand of God coming right out of the clouds and just grabbing you and saying, okay, because this idea is translating into a material level, which is going to help your financial security, and you're going to be able to apply your own strengths and your own ideas to this job and being able to take action. It's really, really awesome. And then the third card is just you. It's so weird. It's about the wants, but it's about creating another balance for yourself that you're going to be able to have your emotional maturity and your health and your intellect, your intuition, your emotions, everything all together is going to click for you in this position. So, honey, there again, I'm going to say, fasten your seatbelt. What about you, Adam? Your sister, Bella.
Well, Bella, Patsy has been so clear and so right on everything. I don't really want to reiterate anything that she said. I'm just going to go straight into this. You need to celebrate your birthday that's coming up, and I would if you're I don't know why I'm seeing it, so I want to give you this. Maybe it's what you're already picking up, or maybe it may sound foolish to you, but I'm gonna say it anyway. I'm picking up a very 80s themed birthday party. I'm seeing the images of, like, the Madonna Material Girl look or the Cyndi Lauper look, and I'm seeing a lot of fun, a lot of candy, a lot of movie, so much fun. You need it. You need it. You need it. You need to do it. Have it. Celebrate it. Make sure that this birthday party is 80 things and you having the time of your life. It's going to be something so amazing and so fun and really propel you forward and feeling like you are aligned and that your life is having so much meaning, purpose, value, and fun, and it's time for you to celebrate your life.
Well, you're spot on that. My birthday is on Thanksgiving Day, and I'm flying down to Miami to hang out with my best friend and her extended family. So you're spot
awesome.
On with that as well.
Awesome. Well, make sure, I don't know if you're a child of the 80s or you're a teenager in the 80s, but something about that time period between about 83, 87, is what they want you to just relive and just live it up.
Okay. All right. Well, I sure will. 1980, year
okay.
I was born. So you got that right
wow.
too.
Awesome.
You guys are reading me like you're right in front of me. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you happy birthday. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. I want you to celebrate. I want you to play some Material Girl. I want you to play some Girl Just Wanna Have Fun. Whatever it is, you know, whatever one of those jaw, those legs really resonate with you. But y'all have a blast for the sake of the 80s, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Night, thank you for listening.
All righty, talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Patsy, that was fun. That was so fun. It was perfect because she said that we must have a message for her. And we were both so clear and so spot on, and she said she wasn't even on the queue. So look at how the spirit really, really genuinely wanted her to hear those messages of love and light. And Patsy, I feel so honored to be a vessel to be able to help people out and share messages of inspiration and hope. And I know that you feel the same way too. How would you like to close us with tonight, or what's the concluding thought or message that you would like to share with us all before we end off the end the air tonight?
Well, my main message, I've got a concluding thought, but my main message is to remind people to get out and vote. We are on the precipice of an amazing part of history. So I want everybody to feel that they're part of it. And if you can, call your local party and be of help to them. If you have to go door to door or whatever, be a part of this thing in history that's happening. That's number one. Number two is a message from Mahatma Gandhi, and he said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others.
Ah, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
So put yourself out there, everybody. Yeah,
go ahead. Absolutely. And this is a great time of year to be, really be of service. People are in need. The weather is changing. Holidays, people are feeling lonely and disconnected from family and friends. Just a simple smile and hug and acknowledgement of their presence can change a day and change a life. So please look and put yourself out there. Patsy, thank you so much for joining me. As always, I wish you all the best. This is an amazing show. What a beautiful, beautiful, lovely spirit that you've been able to bless people with, and great wisdom and insight. And I want to say have a great night. Love you, and I will talk to you soon. All right, good night, everybody.
Night-night.